Sunday night, or Lichos Tes Tishrei, Tov Shanai and Tes.
Making a bracha on dessert, the reason we make a bracha on dessert is because it's nothing to do with if you know dessert is going to be served, if you don't know dessert is going to be served, or you have in mind to be mosier or not. The point is of dessert is that if it's not coming lahazbiya, most times, almost always, dessert is not coming lahazbiya, it's not served as a course to help you fill up, which is the purpose of a meal, but it's coming to dessert, to put a sweet taste in your mouth, or to end the meal with a delicacy, but it's not coming lahazbiya. So therefore, we make a bracha over it because it's not bottled to the pas. It's not bottled to the meal. It's not part of the meal, which would be bottled to the pas. So that's why a bracha has to be made on dessert. Now, questions come up sometimes. For example, tea or coffee served at the end of the meal. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about it because some say that is almost automatically part of the meal because people are thirsty and you're serving them drinks, or it comes to aid in digestion, which for some reason is not considered part of the meal, right? So then it's a question, do you make a bracha over it? Some people avoid drinking after a meal because it's a shaila of the bracha. We're talking about after a meal, not during the meal. What you're drinking is certainly part of the seuda, but we're talking about sometimes after a meal they serve tea or coffee. So that's really a question, and if there's kashayla, if the case comes up, what to do. And a lot of people make a bracha on something else. There's usually a dessert served with it, so they make a shakol on the other thing and on the skavein to be motzi. If it's there clearly to quench a thirst, then clearly there's no bracha. Okay, the cake is a major shayla when cake is served for dessert. Some hold that unless it's vaday pasabo bekisnin, so then you don't make a bracha, but not because it might be hamotzi, the flip side of every pasabo bekisnin, where we make mazonos because it might be pasabo bekisnin. So here it might be hamotzi. So unless it meets all three criteria of pasabo bekisnin, then you would not make a bracha because it might be hamotzi. That's what some say. Ramosha has a chiddush. I don't know. And Ramosha, he holds that if it's very little flour in the cake, and it's mostly all the other junk that goes into a cake, not flour, but the majority is not flour, then according to everybody, it's pasabo bekisnin, and therefore you would make a mazonos. If you're hungry and you're eating cake at the end of the meal because you didn't get enough food during the meal, and you're saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, this cake, I'll fill up on the cake at least, then you don't make a bracha. Okay. Learning Chavis HaLvav, there's a quick review of Perek Vav in Shar HaKaniyah, which is the Hanhogos of those who are practicing Kaniyah. So one is to learn about Hashem's Maisim and the greatness of Hashem, and look at the Rambam, how you can examine the Bria, and so that's number one, and certainly that makes you feel binichna. And number two is to learn Torah and to acknowledge your kniya in terms of serving Hashem, what you're mechuyif to do, what you're not allowed to do. Number three was to accept whatever Hashem sends your way in terms of what happens in your life. That's certainly a practice of a nichna. Number four is to speak kindly of other people, to be down the kafschus, not to feel superior to other people, and therefore to feel nichna in your ben adam l'chaveiro. Okay, that was four. Number five is to, to act humbly, to make sure you're not echad b'peh v'echad b'leiv, to act the same as when you're around people as when you're alone. Number six is to be involved in olam haba matters. I'm not sure why that makes you a nichna, but I guess it's because he stresses that to always feel you've never done enough. I guess that's where the kniya comes in, to feel like you're always striving to do what you are mechuyev to do, and what you're doing is never enough. Number seven is to ask Hashem for help in everything. Number eight is, specifically in terms of parnasa, to be mistapik b'muat. Number nine is to be against the wicked people, not to be nichna to them, to be nichna to Hashem, and to do whatever is appropriate, whatever is allowed, whatever you're mechuyev to do against oivei Hashem. It's a big topic, but it's not for now. And number 10 is to amor ma'at v'asei harbe. Don't speak so much about what you're going to do, but instead go do it. Okay, we'll start Perek Zion tomorrow.